Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. As you know, the thing says Tuesday, but due to a lot of insinuating circumstances, the show has moved to Wednesday night. And thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you guys feel a part of tonight on the conversation. Wow. The Trump administration is pursuing a $200 billion tariff on Chinese goods. You know, if we send stuff to China, they put a tariff on it. We have to pay. But when they come here, there's no tariff. Why? About time someone's doing something about it. There is a moral cost to separating children. How dare the evil Trump rip innocent law-abiding citizens away from their parents and vice versa, and the kids from their parents and their parents and their kids. How dare these law-abiding citizens be ripped apart? I'll get into the truth about that and stuff that's been going on for a very long time. Top chef, Mexican judge, Trump will never be welcome in my country. Well, who said he wanted to come to your country? Wow. Since 2013, food stamps have been going on the decline, but Trump is going after all the abuse and fraud. I don't want to get into all that stuff. With the SNAP program. There was a controversial Muslim professor who has now retired from the University of Connecticut when he sat there and he had people came into his office. And he said, you know, you have to say blasphema and you have to remove your shoes and went ballistic and all this stuff. And I want to get into him and my thoughts on that whole situation. We got some wonderful World Cup action to talk about, folks. And a Massachusetts real estate business is allowed to keep their a massive amount of patriotic flag display. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation you're a part of. Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day. And I want to say something as I get started here in the program. I want to apologize for last week. Tuesday I was having a funeral. Thursday I was going to be put under, and I don't like being put under because I don't like having control. And I had some inappropriate comments talking about conjugal visits. And it's something I shouldn't have talked about because it's just something I shouldn't have done. And some people I had someone think that it was me talking about something that I don't talk about, what goes on in my bedroom with my wife. And I was making fun of the Office Space movie, trying to make some laughs because I don't like going under. I don't like having, if I fall asleep, I'll fall asleep on my own. But being put under, it's something that I don't like to have done because, I sat there and he was talking about music because I had a Pearl drum shirt on because I'm a drummer and I play guitar and stuff. And next thing you know, from that, it went all the way to, guess what? I'm at home. And the procedure's over. Don't remember hardly anything. It was just something that I regret saying, and I just wanted to get that out of the way because something that I thought was going to be funny, and it turned out to not really be so funny, so I apologize for that, folks. But as we move on to the wonderful world of the conversation, folks, I got to get into this because, you know, since I deal with this a lot, there's an Ohio meat processing plant that, after a year's investigation, had 146 arrested employees because they were illegal, of course. That's right, folks. Federal agents arresting more than 100 workers from an Ohio manufacturing plant on Tuesday as part of a year-long investigation whether the company knowingly hired undocumented immigrants. That's under be declared, but like my dad's employees, they had real Social Security cards, real driver's licenses, real birth certificates, everything. Every legal document you have, they were all falsified with information on them, but it was a legal driver's license. It was a legal Social Security card. They just used dead numbers or unissued numbers or people that were like two or three so they could get 15 years out of the card. It's a problem. It's a growing problem. And no one wants to talk about it. How dare you want to rip these? These are hard. Well, maybe there's Americans out there that would love to have that job. Now, did they know? Did they not know? That's the thing they're trying to sort through now is, did they actually know that these? Because I don't know if I've ever met a legal Mexican, because I've had so many that I've met that when you find out later, they're not legal. They're not legal. They have to leave. Oh, well, they were found out to have been illegal, so they had to leave. And when we mean leave, just go down the road, find another job, change your name, social security number, whatever, and start all over again. And, of course, a lot of times they're using an American's name, social security number, whatever the case may be. But it's a big issue, you know? Just like the media has made a big deal out of this separation of these children from their parents. It's 100% BS in terms of this. And I know I'm going to have someone say, well, you said that thing was, there are kids being separated. But I love to ask Nancy Pelosi this because they had a whole press conference and everything about these children, about how they want to have legislation to keep families together. I want to know this, Nancy Pelosi. Give me the name of every child in those camps where they're being separated from their parents that are law-abiding, legal citizens that were born in America and have lived in America their whole lives and never been to Mexico, or not Mexican, not Hispanic, have nothing. They're 100% American-born. Their parents have lived in the United States for 40-plus years, and, you know, hey, at 40, they finally were able to have a kid. And the kid's 3 years old, and they're 43 now. And that kid is being taken away. No. These kids that are being taken away is because their parents were criminals because it's a criminal offense to cross the border illegally. It is a federal offense the second time. These aren't law-abiding citizens. These parents are border jumping illegally. The photo that was all over the news and all over the internet and stuff, and on Twitter, tons of Twitter accounts had this photo of these kids in these like holding cells and fenced in and all this stuff. Most of those were removed when they found out they were from 2014 when Obama was president, when people called them out on it. They removed them. That's the hypocrisy in this thing. Where was the outrage, Nancy Pelosi, in 2014? When this stuff was going on back then.
In 1996.
Yep. Where was the outrage? Because this is nothing new. This is not, it's just the media picks and chooses when they want to talk about something. What this stems from is it stems from Hillary Clinton going, this election, let me tell you something, when Donald Trump loses the presidency, all you conservatives are going to bitch and piss and moan for 4 years. that the election was, there was collusion in the election, there was rigging in the election, it was hacked, all this stuff. Well, you can't collude in the election. You can't hack it. It can't be rigged. Get over yourselves. And as soon as Hillary Clinton lost, what was the first thing that happened? Oh, there was collusion with Russia. Russia colluded in the election. Russia colluded. It was a collusion with Russia. 100%. You know, that's what it was. Well, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton, in her own words, said, you can't collude the election, you can't hack it, you can't rig it, you can't do anything. Face the facts. Donald Trump's not going to accept the results when he loses. Neither are his constituents. What happened? She lost. And she can't accept the result of the election. So then it was Russia, 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 collusion. When that failed, then it's Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, no. They keep trying to go back to Russia. Well, no. This they're trying to... Oh, he didn't... One of Trump's administrators didn't pay a parking ticket, so we need to impeach Trump. And now they... Oh, well, this stuff... Let's pull on the heartstrings. Let's showcase these kids who have been separated from their parents for years and years and years and years and years, way before Trump was president. And let's make him out to be an evil, greedy guy. Well, wait a minute. Trump's not greedy. He's not evil. He didn't even pass the law. He's just enforcing the law that was enforced by Obama. It's sort of like Black Lives Matter. Black lives really don't matter, because if they did, Black Lives Matter would be in Chicago every single solitary day, marching and protesting for all those black deaths in Chicago. Why aren't they there? Why aren't they protesting? Because black lives only matter if it's a cop or a white man that kills them. That's all it is. The black community would be much better off before the white liberal socialist Democrats got involved in their communities. And you don't believe me? You don't believe me? Look at Detroit. Look at South Chicago. Look at parts of Los Angeles. Democrats had blacks as slaves. Now they have blacks as slaves under their policies. It's simple as that. But we don't want to talk about what about our own kids in our own country? They don't want to. Oh, there's a border wall on the southern border of Mexico, but the Texas border, you can't have a wall. That's wrong. That's wrong. How dare this administration rip children away? Well, they say that because 90% of these stupid, idiotic, liberal Democrats won't know, look, or research the fact that this has been going on way before Trump. Care? They're not going to. They're the same idiotic people that are like, well, I'm against vetting. We can't vet. We got to leave. We got to let everyone in this country. We can't have travel bans. That's wrong. Well, okay, if you have a part of your house, don't you want to, you know, kind of scrutinize to make sure only people that are coming into your house are safe and good and not going to rob you and steal you? Don't you want good people coming in? Yeah, I want to make sure that they're, I want to check to make sure that they're good people coming into my country or my house. So you just told me right now that you're against everything you're sitting here protesting. That you want to have vetting. You should have a screening process. Oh, because they don't know. They don't care. There was a guy going around. How many stars are on the flag, on the American flag? How many stars are there? These people from other countries could get the answer right. 50, 50, 48, 22. I mean, this is a liberal for you.
50 minus 13.
This is a liberal for you. If you were born 5 years ago, how old are you? I was born 5 years ago. How old am I now? 5 years ago, I was, how old am I now? That's got to be a trick question. I don't know. 6? That's most liberals. That's being realistic. That's not, that's, I mean, let me rephrase. That's college liberals. the problem you have with a lot of liberal college kids, or college kids in general, is they're geniuses when it comes to books. But when it comes to common sense and street smarts, they're morons. They're the type of people that I bet you could make a living, just go to college campuses and just bet money, you know, because if, you know, how many stars on the fly? I bet you $100 you could probably make a living just asking basic questions that are street smart, not book smart, but to see how street smart they are. Because most of these people, who did we fight in the Korean War? Vietnam? The Civil War, who fought in that one? That would have been Britain. Yeah, Britain. We defeated Britain. And it's I try to wake people up. Know your history. Know what's going on. You don't have to be a conservative. Know the facts. Know that these children have been separated way before Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump. Wake up to realize that you're being used by the media. They're using these kids as a pawn. Because if they were really, truly effing outraged, they would have been at this border with press conferences long before today, long before yesterday, long before, way before Trump was even considered a candidate. Well, actually, in 93, he was considered a candidate by one guitarist from Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, who said that someday we're going to have a politician that's not going to be a politician running this country, and he's going to run it like a business. Maybe someone like a Donald Trump, who's not a politician. That's the country we live in. That's know what's going on in this country, folks. Top chef Mexico judge Marcia Ortiz, Trump will never be welcome in my country. Who cares? It's like we're supposed to bow down to you like you're Jesus Christ. I hate Trump. No, I have, because that's just so wrong. But I do have. Yeah, the Secret Service has been notified that Peter, I don't know if you heard about Peter Fonda coming out, you know, saying that he wants to rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles. Show me how that would have been, that a liberal would have gotten away, a conservative would have gotten away with that if it was Obama's kids. Lord, the media would go out, would go ballistic. Well, I do have liberal friends that are like, I hate Trump with every fiber of my being, but this is wrong. This is not right. This is not acceptable. When did this start being an accepted thing in this world? So, that's the world we live in, folks. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. And there's probably one or two people that say, hey, you know, that may do that just to try to make some sort of peace. But this is the hypocrisy of everything. We've got to send a clear message that just because your children gets across the border, or your child gets across the border, that it does not mean that your child or children get to stay. We don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws and endangers that and encourages them to make dangerous journeys. That is a CNN town hall with Hillary Clinton. And now she's like, oh, they're being ripped from their parents. How dare that evil, satanic worshiper, Trump. Oh, I know. Even Obama was like, hey, we're a nation of laws. We gotta We got to protect our borders. But like I said, what's the difference between a puppy and a liberal? A puppy stops whining when it grows up. That's what happens. When people, that's the hypocrisy of this world, when you have people that don't know what's going on and they just, oh, well, you know, they don't care to look into Hillary Clinton's past and what did she say and what didn't she say and what did she say. And I wish the media did actually care. But they don't. They don't. It's up to people like me to try to set the record straight and you know, but it's just one of those things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. The hypocrisy of the liberal media. But hey. I want to move on because, you know, as many of you know, when stuff comes over to America, they have a tariff on it. And hey, if we're going to buy something from China, there's a tariff on it. But when they buy stuff from us, we don't have a tariff. We don't charge them. We don't tax them. Why is that? Can someone explain that to me? Why we don't have a tariff on our goods and services going over? Why aren't our ships full going back to China with merchandise for them? I want to know why that doesn't happen. Because it should. It should. Oh, how dare Trump want to do what every other country does to us? Tax us? Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it? Because that's un-American. That's unethical to tax somebody. You know, I mean, when we buy goods from China and they have a tariff on us, why don't we have a tariff on them? Doesn't make sense, but that's what doesn't make sense, because I don't understand why. How can that be a negative thing? Unless China said, okay, we're gonna increase our product prices 5,000,000%. That's the world we live in. I want to get moving on, folks, because this is the food stamp issue. I don't know if this has been going on for a while. And it's a huge, huge debate here, because the food stamps are going to an 8-year low, and Trump is trying to cramp down on fraud and waste with the SNAP and the food stamps and all this stuff. And the problem we have with this is there are people that have like 5 kids. Well, you can't take away any of my benefits because I got 5 kids, because you can't keep my kids from getting what they need. But I can't make as much as I do with these 5, you know, from the government benefits if I work. With my skill set, I can't get a job that's going to pay more than what I'm making just sitting on my butt, so they sit on their butt. And the problem you deal with is, okay, well, do you take the food away from the kids? I look at it like this. Well, someone's going to pay for it. Someone's going to help my kids. Someone's going to, well, what did our fathers and mothers and our parents do, and our grandparents, they didn't have a government to rely on for them to provide. You know, their kids, that the mom stays at home and gets $1,500 in the government benefits for food stamps and housing and clothing, all stuff for her kids, and free and reduced lunches and all this stuff. You know what our ancestors did? My mom tells me stories of kids she went to school with that they got a loaf of bread. And if they could afford to put mayo on the sandwich, they put mayo on the sandwich. If they had ketchup, they had ketchup sandwiches. If they had tomato sauce, they had ketchup sandwiches. If that's all they could afford to eat, that's all they had. They did without. They learned how to survive and go without. Now you have kids that are like, well, my kid's going to have filet mignon lobster tail in school. And you ain't, nah, no one tell me my kid ain't going to have no lobster tail filet mignon. No way. My kid's going to be, You ain't telling me my kid can't have an iPhone. No way. You're unemployed. You can't find work. You're living off the government. And you're wearing $500 jeans, $200 Nike Airs, having the newest iPhone. And you're going to tell me? What they need to do is they need to cut their okay, no, we're going to help. This is going to help supplement your income. They need to cut your benefits so that you, okay, well, yeah, you're going to be able to help your kids, but it's not going to be enough to survive on. You're going to have to find a job. You're going to have to prove you're looking for work. And once you've proven, you know, and you're going to have to, and if you, okay, we'll give you money if you lose your job. And then you got to look for work. And if you can't find work, then we're going to cut your, then, okay, if you lose your job, you're going to have to start looking for work. And once you prove you're looking for work, okay, once you, we're going to get it to where the benefits are such that you have to supplement it with work. You can't survive without a job. That's what has to happen. See, the problem is you got these people hooked into the Democratic Party that are relying on the government. They're entrapped. Well, why would I work? I'll make more money just sitting on my butt. I don't have to do anything. And then you get these people that feel entitled. And you got a whole generation and a whole group of people that I'm entitled. I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to that. I love the fact that we finally got a president that says, you know what? If we get anything from China, we get anything from France, Germany, every other country has a tariff on our on buying their stuff. Why don't they have a tariff on buying our goods? No offense, but it's not like we cut back on buying products from France or England or Germany just because there's a tariff on them. Oh, but they're going to buy more if there's no tariff. That's how it is. If every other country can tariff, put a tariff on their goods, why can't we put a tariff on our goods? You know, there was a time in this country when they wanted a 4% tax and everyone took the tea and dumped it over into the Boston Harbor. Now, they can increase taxes 50% and people will be like sitting on their couch eating potato chips. So, whatever. No big deal. I don't care. No. I'm just going to do everything I can to try to get my job back to Hot Topics. I live in my parents' basement. I bitch at my parents. I yelled and screamed at them even though I pay for everything because I don't get it. I don't understand what went wrong in this country. Why people don't want to earn anything. Why people don't want to work and do something. I'm going to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are. Thank you so much for this Wednesday edition of the conversation. You know, when you have people that I've worked with that their first job is 19 years old, I'm like, are you kidding me? I remember you can only work this much because you're 15. Okay. I'm used to working full time because I'd be working with my dad when I was 13. Yep, if an inspector's here, get off the equipment, but what the heck? You earned a living. You wanted to make something. That's the greatest thing in the world is to make a, like a, I made a, I got a kit made, Gibson style guitar. It's amazing because you put the time and effort into it, the sanding it and staining it and wiring it. And okay, do I want to wire it like an old Gibson? Then when you get to pull the thing out, obviously this is not the guitar, this is Duke, but when you get to play it and you're like, I made that. I stained it. I sanded it. I took me 3 hours to find a good schematic, and I did a good schematic, and it's just amazing. It's just cool. And no one wants to do that. No one wants to actually do anything. Most of America doesn't want to make something of themselves, do something. Everyone wants to go to college to be a CEO and sit in a big office. No one wants to work. You can become a real journeyman electrician and work for the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union. They make good money. My dad's dying for welders. Wabash National in my hometown is dying for people that are fabricators and welders and people that can work on brake presses and work with their hands. My dad has times where when it's super, super hot in the summer, they'll come in at 3 o'clock in the morning to start working so that they can be done, let's say, by 10 o'clock before it gets super hot, because it's too hot to be in that unair conditioned area. And working with long pants, long shirts, welding jacket on, a welding mask, it's hot. It's hard work. But no one wants to work with their hands. No one wants to get dirty anymore. It's great money, but no one wants to do it. Liberals spent all the time they do bashing Trump and trying to, if you think Trump's doing something wrong, why don't you go to your local communities and do something to make your community great? Isn't that a concept? Make America, you know, those random acts of kindness? There's a whole bunch of videos on there, and I love watching those things. It's hard to watch them because I'm always with like a 10 boxes of Kleenexes, cry my eyes out because these people that, you know, that get helped. Now, why are you doing this to me? God is good always. God is excellent. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah, and the guy just, here's the card and buys the person's groceries. Liberals could get a lot accomplished if they put their money where their mouth is and said, hey, let's do something. Let's make this country better. Instead of, well, kids have been separated from parents for years and years and years and years and years. Now that it's still going on under the Trump administration, let's use this to get them hated. Let's. I wonder what else the Trump administration can do. How can he be any more hated by the liberals? I don't understand. The problem the liberals don't understand is 90% of the people that support Trump are Trump supporters, 100%. We're not going to agree with everything he does, but we back him. We're finally seeing a president that's going in the opposite direction. It's like, hey, you had Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, and Mitt Romney, they'd all be going north. He's going south. The difference? They're all going in the wrong direction. He's going in the right direction. Like that Dumb and Dumber movie where he sits there and he goes, Lloyd, you just drove 3/4 of the way in the wrong direction. When they get there and he goes, yeah, I thought the Rocky Mountains would be bigger than this. That John Denver's full of it. And they realize they were going the wrong direction. Well, right, we're finally getting a president that's going in the right direction, is doing something right. But they don't want to. It's just, it's like all they want to do is trash. Like, well, we gotta let's spend 4 years doing everything we can to get rid of Trump instead of, hey, let's try to make this country great. I tried to wake up people when Obama was president to the hypocrisy, to the double standard. So I don't care if you like Obama. Go to Kenya, Africa. Look at the sign that says, welcome, birthplace of Barack Obama. You want me to bring one of my friends that I work with that was born in Kenya that will attest to Barack Obama being born there? Because she was born there? And she's proud of him, not for what he accomplished, for the fact that he became the president. And if he can become the president from being born in Kenya, he's born in Hawaii. You're just mad because your candidate lost. They said, well, my candidate would have taken us in the same direction as Barack Obama, just way slower. It would take 16 years to get to the point where Barack Obama got us in 8 years. You know, when is the media going to realize and wake up to the fact that we're on to you? 90% of us voted for Trump because I know so many people that voted for Trump that it's not political. They're not gonna voice their opinion. They're not gonna get blocked from a Hillary Clinton Facebook page. They're not gonna stand up for what's right. They're not gonna take the abuse like I do. Stixons, you can call me whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I'm doing what's right. I'm doing what I believe is the right thing to do. Oh, and by the way, since the U.S. is not in the World Cup, you need to vote for Poland. Root for Poland because they gave you the Kiszka.
Viva la Mexico.
Yeah, my wife likes that. I can't say the word, but... Oh, yeah, we had fun on some of the football games, naming the teams after, like, the wrong name.
Like the racist
words. The racist words is hilarious. And people would be outraged about it now, but my mom would be like, oh, yeah, we called people that. We were called crackers in the day. We were called white bread in the day. They were called jigaboos. Whatever.
Germans were called Nazis. Tight, more Jewish people.
Yep. It was common. Everyone used it. It was all. I guess.
It was to tell what your heritage was, but we used it as kids. We didn't know we were using it derogatory.
Really? Oh yeah, I still remember when I did that Halloween costume and I had swastikas all over it. Yeah, goes, we're going to put a different design element on your costume. I didn't know it was bad. And he sat me down and he goes, this is what it is. It wasn't bad until someone by the name of Adolf Hitler made it dangerous.
I'm going to hear your dad tell me that story. I bet you I'd be laughing so hard, I'd be crying.
But here's the thing, though. This is the thing. It was... A lot of that stuff was used for thousands of years. And I was like, how dare you talk about, how dare you? Nah. Why can't we, you know, I remember a guy by the name of Anthony Robbins, the famous motivational speaker. I got one of his programs and I loved it. And he was like, someday you're going to sit back and laugh at a day like this. Why wait, laugh now? Because there are people, because I work in the restaurant business and it's in kitchens my whole life. And it's stressful. How are you so calm? I'm like, Tony Robbins said, one time, someday you're going to sit back and laugh at a night like this, just right now. What can you do when 75 people come at the door all at once as soon as you open and demand all to be served at the same time, all with their drinks at the same time? Okay, I want a 10-ounce filet, well done, not butterflied in 5 minutes. You know, and you're going to have customers that no matter what you do, you can't satisfy them, you can't please them, no matter what. Nothing you do, they're going to hate you no matter what. Oh, but don't worry, you know. So just whatever. I had a customer one time ago. She was cussing me out left and right. Well, I want my money back. This food was horrible. I said,
that's horrible?
Yeah, I want my money back. I said, I can't give you your money back. So I want a manager. Blah, blah, blah. He was going, I'm like, sir, I am a manager. Well, how bad can it be, sir? Look at how much you've eaten almost. You've eaten over 3/4 of your meal. How bad can it be? If I don't like something, I'm going to take 2 bites of it and say, nah, it's not good. And I'm going to get another one. I'm not going to eat 85 to 90% of it and then say, that sucked. I want my money back. What you can do is have 2 bites of something, say it tastes funny, get another one, have 2 bites, say it tastes funny, I want something else, and then you've had 4 bites of something, they need a whole meal, and there you go, and then they might give you a discount. You don't, you know, if you really want to try to get a free meal out of someone, but you ain't getting a free meal out of me, buddy. But that's the problem. You know, everyone gets their panties in water about every little thing. You know, a liberal does it, and it's perfectly fine, but how dare a conservative do it? He wants to keep children away. See, that's why Canada is legalizing pot, so that they can deal with the U.S. and all the liberal bullcrap. That's what I get. That's what I think. Let's see if I can find this way. That's his, I want to thank you so much. We've got about 15 minutes or so left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And as you can see, there is a, I'm trying to find the article, and I thought I saved it, but I guess I didn't. There's a real estate company in Massachusetts that was getting reamed because they were basically coming out and saying, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that with all these American flags. And they finally won this big ass lawsuit. They finally won this lawsuit because they have American flags. You know, I never thought I'd see a day where, how they have too many American flags, they need to be taken down. How dare this? You know, I could see if there's some sort of ordinance against having, okay, like on this street, we don't allow any flag being flown whatsoever, no matter what. It's not, no flag can be flown. The U.S. flag, state flag, it doesn't matter. We have a no flag ordinance, period. And because of that, you know, I don't even understand the no flag policy. I think the American flag and the state flag are two flags that should be guaranteed to fly no matter what, period. Because then they say, well, if they can fly that flag, well, then why can't I fly my flag? Well, you know, yours, you know, whatever the case may be. Because then they'll say, well, the American flag's racist. Well, if you think it's racist, then why are you in this country? But a professor requiring students to praise Allah and remove shoes before entering his office, knock first, then request entry, say blasphemy, remove shoes before entering. And the phrase in Arabic is in the name of Allah, is what you're supposed to say. And it's wrong to have shoes in the room because of the dirt entering the room. And my thoughts on this whole thing is he is resigned. He is no longer there. If I was a Catholic, because I'm Catholic and I'm Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ. If I had an office and I said, okay, praise Jesus, if you have to knock on the door and say, praise Jesus, and you come into my office, if he was to knock on the door and say, praise Jesus, and follow my belief system, I would have no problem with him. If he respects my religious beliefs and what you would have to do religiously to come into my office, then I would have no problem with it. If he's like, I'm not gonna say that, I'm not gonna take my shoes off to come into your place, but you expect me to come into your place and do it, then that's a whole different. But you don't know that. We don't know if he would have, you know, if you're a Jew, would he respect you and follow your wishes going into your office? We don't know that. It's just that he was on video going off on a girl because she didn't really knock, she didn't say that, she just went into his room without shoes on, I could respect his wishes if he respect mine. If I was a professor and I was a Catholic like I am and a Christian, and I said, I want you to say praise Jesus before you walk into my office, and he did that, and he did whatever I said in my office, you know, like whatever. If he was to respect my religion, I could respect his, but we don't know that. And I don't know if he would. A lot of those people, they believe what they believe, and they don't have any toleration for everyone else. I do know a Muslim that I work with that she is very, she goes, I just, my faith works for me. I'm glad you're a Christian. I'm glad you're a Catholic. I'm glad you're whatever religion you are. I'm glad you're Jewish. I don't understand why these people kill. I don't believe in killing people in the name of a God. I don't. I never have, never will. I respect your beliefs just like you respect mine. And there's times where she'll ask me, like, what is Lent? What is this? What, you know, things that, you know. I've been meaning to ask her, like, if you live in Alaska where it's sunny 24 hours a day or cloudy 24 hours a day, you know, how do you do Ramadan? Because Ramadan, like, from sunrise to sunset, you don't eat anything. I mean, what do you do? Because if it's the sun's up all the time, do you not eat at all? Who knows? Makes you wonder. But I'm going to get into the wonderful world of football. As many of you know, I was listening to some football the other day, and they had Alexi Lawless before the Senegal-Poland game, and he's like, well, does the Poland team really deserve an eighth-place ranking in the world and all this stuff? And he's like, well, I think they have to prove themselves. I think they've played a lot of games. They've done a lot of pre-World Cup matches. Do they deserve an eighth-place finish? And I think if we get out of the group stage of Poland, I think it's going to be a great World Cup. I don't know if that's going to happen. We lost 2-1 against Senegal, but we'll have to wait and see. I have a buddy from Colombia who's somewhere near me. He's up here now, and he was going to stop by work and say hi to us, but I thought he was going to do it yesterday, and I'm off for the next 2 days, so we'll have to see what happens with that. And I thought they might be able to beat Japan, but it was the same 2-1 result. When you look at Mohamed Salah, I thought him and Egypt would do better than they are. But, I mean, Russia's a great team, and they lost 3-1 yesterday. 5-0. Yeah. I think Russia's going to be the team to beat this year. I really do. I mean, Portugal, they beat Morocco 1-0. Uruguay beat Saudi Arabia. Iran, I thought they were going to beat or tie, at least get a point against Spain. And they had one. It was a goal. I'm like, wait a minute. It looked from the corner of my eye like the lineman put the flag up, and he did. And when they reviewed it just to make sure, he was offside, clearly offside. And it was just incredible. It's been incredible games. It's been incredible. I'm really loving those commercials. Hey, since America's not in the World Cup, you need to support Germany. Hey, bastards, we gave you the Frankfurter. Come on. And they have all these countries. That's just hilarious. You need to support Switzerland because we gave you the Swiss watch and the chocolate too. Yeah, it's just funny. Because, of course, we didn't make it. But, hey, we're not really a football nation in terms of soccer compared to other countries. You know, we're not. You know, I always tell people the World Cup in many countries, the national team in other countries is sort of like the Green Bay Packers of Wisconsin. When the national team plays, if France national team is playing, a good chunk, probably 65% of the country is watching the game. Like when France was in the Rugby World Cups and it was in France, when we went out to dinner, that place was empty because everyone, even the cooks, had TVs and they're watching the rugby match. And I'm like, you know, having a couple beers and some wine, sitting here at your place having pizza, that'd have been awesome. And my buddy Scott looked at me and goes, no problem. No problem. I would have been on cloud nine. He's like, well, I mean, we had a badass dinner, but amazing food, amazing wine. But my beer and pizza and wine at your house, watching the rugby match, heck yeah. Because I know as soon as I get back to the United States, I'll be, what do you mean World Cup? What do you mean rugby? Oh, that's the thing where now, if I want to watch a match, it's like $40 per match. Yeah, the Rugby World Cup is what I'm talking about. The regular World Cup, no, that's like $100 million they pay, and then we get to watch it. But the regular, like the Rugby World Cup, it's almost, yeah, they because it's not a big thing in this country. I think you can see, like, but the thing is, too, in this country, like, when an English Premier League game's on, a lot of times there's the Premier League games on at the same time as the Five Nations Tournament. So it's kind of like, okay. So I'd be like, well, do you want to watch the Five Nations Rugby Tournament or the Premier League? And rugby's cool. I love rugby, but it's just so hard to follow here in the States. So it's not something that I really keep attuned to. But this is some interesting Manchester United transfer news. If you haven't heard, Bale's agent has said that his best move would be to come to United. He needs to go to United. Bale, you need to go to United. Bale, and it's not Sun Times, it's not the BBC, it's not Sky Sports reporting it. This is his agent saying, you need to go to United.
Why?
Because he didn't say why. He just said, you just need to go to United. Okay, you got a manager there for 3 years now. It's an opportunity. You know, we've got De Gea for another 5 years. He re-signed the contract.
Woo-hoo.
You know, so hey, it's one of those things that...
You didn't think he would.
I kind of feel like this. If he hadn't gone, I thought he would have went already if he would have went. I think he's like, hey, I'm established here. I'm just going to stay here. So, and I just, Bale would help us out a lot, Gareth Bale, but we need to have a left-footed left back. I mean, if you take, we're not going to be able to be competitive with Ashley Young at left back. It's not going to win us a title. And all we can really do with Mourinho is if we don't come in first place, that's only further step we can go in his first place in the Premier League because he got a second place.
You're saying that what?
Left footed, left back.
Okay.
Well, maybe that conjugal visit joke wasn't so bad compared to what my wife says. Maybe. Now, nah, see, I know when I say something that was out of bounds. I can admit when I'm wrong. Someone might not have seen the badness in it, but yeah. But when you have a long hard talk with your producer and you see, okay, I see your point. I was just trying to get some cheap laughs, just like Kramer from Seinfeld when he used the N-word. He's just trying to get some cheap laughs. Maybe get himself on TV and get recognized again because he hasn't been seen since Seinfeld went off the air. You know, but I think if we get Bale, I kind of feel like, hey, we got a big, big, big superstar, but who's going to back him up? Who's going to be there to get crosses into the box? Who's going to help him out? Who is his supporting cast? It's like, okay, you got this wonderful, I'm going to put a cherry on the top of the sundae, but we ain't got the sprinkles yet. We ain't got the whipped cream. We ain't got the ice cream. Okay. Normally you put like a lots of ice cream in a bowl, then you put chocolate syrup and caramel syrup and strawberries and whipped cream and sprinkles and cherry. And Garrett Bale's the cherry on top, but I want to have some ice cream in there that's really good. And I want to have some, at least chocolate sauce, maybe a little caramel sauce before we go trying to get, you know, if that's all we got, well, we still need the strawberries, the whipped cream, the sprinkles. We got like four. We need some things. I mean, we've gotten some good signings with Fred and DeLotte, but we need more. I'm not going to, I mean, if we'll get bail, we'll get bail. I have no problem with it. And the way the World Cup's going for Ronaldo, Real Madrid would be stupid. I don't care. They could offer him $400 million. They'd be stupid not to get him. They'd be stupid not to keep him. He's dominating. He's more athletic at his age than I was when I was 15, but then I have issues, so hey. But I just go with what God gives me, and I love it. But, I mean, I think we'll get Bale. Then, I mean, Milinkovic Savic, I think, is pretty much done. He's not coming. You know, is Verratti coming? Who do we see coming down the pipeline? There can be deals. It's not that as big of a thing, but we can get deals done, and I think we need to have some deals done. That way, they know they're, that way, okay, as soon as the World Cup's over, whenever they're done with the World Cup, guess what we're going to do? They can get their physical. They can, I mean, it's funny how they have to pass their physical when they're like, okay, he just played for the Brazil national team or the Portugal national team. To understand the World Cup, okay, like Real Madrid has like six great players, but most of them are all for a different country. So it's kind of neat to see, you know, Gareth Bale go up against Cristiano Ronaldo. They play each other, and some of these teammates play against each other. So it's you know, Premier League has a lot of great players, but they're not all from Britain. So that's how I explained it to one of my friends who didn't really understand the World Cup and all that stuff and different things. So, but that's about all the time I have for tonight, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. You know, along with my producer, Melissa, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we need to our fortunes and a sacred honor. Until tomorrow, good night and God bless. Goodbye.